Bibles, if you would, just for a little while. Lord, being a hamper, you pray for us this morning. We sort of, I guess, don't have an outline. We just sort of going to try to follow the Lord this morning, do what the Lord have us to do. And we read this past scripture yesterday and just really thoroughly just blessed our heart. Amen. We read it. We preached from it many times before, but it seemed like yesterday, boy, it just got real. And I was doing my daily Bible reading this morning, and I was supposed to be reading over in Job chapter 17, and so I'm reading another. I found I was in John 17 and done read the whole entire chapter before I realized, wait a minute, this ain't what my daily Bible reading. But yet God intended me to be in this verse, this chapter, and what a blessed chapter it is. And John chapter 17 is where we're going to read, and we'll probably cover the entire chapter, but I just want to start reading verse 20 down through verse 26 will be our text. And then we'll do that we feel like the Lord would have us to do here today. Amen. If you'd like to stand and respect the reading of God's Word, please do so. If you are unable or can't stand, that's fine. We understand. John chapter number 17, beginning with verse number 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in thee, in them, and I in them. Father, we thank you for the reading of thy word. God, takes this text. God, take this sermon. Take us today for a little while. God, help us to be able to expound upon the truth of this wonderful text. Lord, today, Father, I want to praise you, uplift you, glorify you for what you've done. Father, what you're about to do. This is tonight, and we pray. Amen. And amen. I'm reminded of a story that I heard many years ago, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But about a young man that was in a war, and his platoon was pinned down by enemy fire. And amen, there was a certain place, a certain point that they needed to get to, and they needed to claim. And the sergeant, or the one that was in charge, said, I need a volunteer to go and take that post so that we may come on over. Hey man, he looked around, nobody would volunteer, but he wasn't alone. An old country boy lifted up his hand. He said, Sergeant, he said, I'll go do it. But he said, I've got one request. He said, I've got to wait till 4 o'clock. He said, what do you mean? And of course, the sergeant really didn't think nothing about it. He said, well, thought it was sort of a strange request. He said, okay. So about 4 o'clock here, this infantryman jumped out of his foxhole and missed the enemy fire going everywhere around him. He made his way to that post and secured it. Amen. So all the others could come to him. After all the battle was over, and the sergeant went to him and said, man, that was very courageous. He said, but I've got to ask you one thing. Why did you wait till 4 o'clock? He said, well, Sergeant, I've got an old grandmother at the house, and told me when I left the force at 4 o'clock every day, she'd be lifting my name up in prayer. And I'm glad, thank God, and I knew that she was praying. I knew I'd be all right. But I tell you what, and we see that, amen, in this passage of Scripture. We see, thank God, in John chapter number 17, if many of you are not familiar, you've not studied John chapter 17, you'll realize that it is a prayer of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We find out, if you'll look and do something, you'll find out that he's coming to the close and fixing to go to Calvary, and he's fixing to leave the disciples here, and, And we see the love that the Father, that the Lord has for us. We see the many miracles that He done. We see how He made the lame to walk and the dumb to talk, and how He even raised the dead to life. The many miracles that He performed while He was here on earth. How we look here, we see the Sermon on the Mount. Even over in the Book of Matthew, chapter 5, through verse chapter 7. What a wonderful discourse that was. Honey, I want you to look at chapter 17. I believe it is one of the prayer that He prayed there in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was a great discourse of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in one of His prayers. But we see in John chapter 17 a very powerful, a very beautiful, a very great discourse of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was a prayer that He prayed. You say, preacher, why did He pray that prayer? Honey, you can look in the mirror every morning, you can see why He prayed that prayer. I would thank God, I'm glad He prayed for you and I. I would preach upon that thought this morning. Thank God, I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad somebody prayed for me. Can I say to that one thing? That we need. His prayers. Of those around us on our behalf. If there's one thing we need to be doing as Christians, is lifting up those for our children, our family, our church members, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought to be petitioning the very throne room of glory on their behalf. Brother Ed, I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad I had a praying mama. And a God-fearing daddy that loved me enough. To pray for me, Brother Brian, and lift me up. When I was in trouble, lift me up. When I needed prayers. I'm glad, thank God, somebody prayed for me. We see here in John chapter 17 the prayer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right before. He was to leave the disciples and go to Calvary. And pay the sin debt. He had to pay. But I think it very interesting. What He said, you'll find in chapter 16, you'll find, He's telling the disciples that He fixes to go away, and He's telling the disciples that, about that He did for the Father. He said in verse 23, and that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Then He said in verse 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. But then He said in verse 25, these things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. And we see in chapter 26, He made the statement that He said, I will pray the Father for you. I like what He said in verse number 27, then we get to the text. For the Father Himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. He told His disciples, He said, listen, He said, the Father Himself loves you because you believe that I am who I say I am. Can I say today, I'm so glad. Amen. Those of us that have been saved by the grace of God, we have a love of the Father. Why? Because we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad, Brother Brian. Thank God one day the convicting power of God made me to realize I was lost and on my way to hell. And I'm so glad through the preached word of God. I believed upon the name of Jesus. The one that I heard preach. And I'm glad, thank God, I became a part of that blessed, promise that Jesus made here. Father loves them because you believed on me. I'm glad, thank God, we still have that same love expanded to us. That love from God, that love, that this world can't even begin to comprehend, is a love that comes from above. But He said in verse 17, verse 33, in chapter 16, He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He knew that His disciples were going to be going through some rough and terrible times, great persecution when He left this walks of life because of their belief and their love for the Lord. And I say today, many folks have given their lives amen, in biblical time for their belief in Christ. You look over in Hebrews chapter 11, we made mention of a little bit last week. Those that were sown asunder, those that were tortured, those that were killed, because they chose to live for God. He knew that there would be persecution. I like what he said in verse 17. The Bible said these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes unto heaven and said, as he knew what was coming for those disciples, thank God, I'm glad he lifted that blessed head up. Amen. Began to petition his heavenly Father. Oh, thank God, I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad somebody prayed for those disciples, Brother Brian, had allowed them to be able to go in the midst of the persecution. Brother Dwayne, in the midst of the hard times, in the midst of the difficult times, and do what God had called them to do. Folks, that folks may hear the word of God and be saved through the wonderful gift of salvation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Honey, I know sometimes it may get difficult down here. Sometimes we may get discouraged down here, brother. Amen, Mike. I thank God that I had a praying mama. I believe I've got a praying church. Amen. And lift this old boy up from time to time. Lift one another up from time to time. Oh, but thank be to God. More than all of that, I'm glad I got a praying Savior. Amen. And lifted me up in prayer. And still intercedes on my behalf. Thank God! Somebody pray for me! Amen. One thing we need today, we need encouragement. Amen, a long life's journey. Honey, let me just go ahead and stop there just for a minute. There ain't nobody in this room. Amen, I say, preacher, I ain't been discouraged. Honey, if you say that, something wrong. Amen, I believe every one of us goes through discouragement, Brother Brian. We know what it is to feel like, hey man, we just all along. It seems like, hey man, feel like giving up sometimes. Brother Ed, it seems like everything we're doing is wrong. Hey man, we're trying to do right. Seems like everything is falling to pieces. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm so glad. Thank God somebody prayed for me. I'm glad, so glad. Thank God when I get down this church, I can look up and know that my heavenly Savior, amen, my wonderful, sovereign Savior, amen, prayed for me that I might have the strength, amen, to keep on going, keep on preaching, keep on living, keep on working for God. Thanks be to God. Ain't you glad somebody prayed for you? Amen. I like what he said. These words spake Jesus, his Father, there is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I like verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Honey, if you want to know what eternal life is, amen, get to know the Father. Get to know the Son. Thank God, the only true God. Honey, there's a lot of folks, amen, we live in a society today. Well, if you acknowledge God, you got to acknowledge everybody else's God. Honey, there ain't but one true God. Amen, he is the one that created heaven and earth. He is the one that spoke this world into existence. He is the one that breathed the breath of life into mankind. It's him that we need to know. There are some religions, amen, that hold God to be their God, but yet they don't hold Jesus to be the Son of God. Preacher, what are you saying? They're looking to the wrong God. The Bible said he is the true God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, folks, if you don't acknowledge the Son, amen, the Bible makes it plain. You don't acknowledge the Son, honey. You're not acknowledge the Father. No, the way we get to the Father is through the Son. It's through the gift of salvation. It is the Lord. It is Jesus himself. It is the Father and the Son. Amen. That allows us to be able to know that way of salvation. Then he goes down. Verse number 6, I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast given me. I will speak of the disciples. Now in the word thou gavest him, they have kept thy word. They began to pray for his disciples. He said in verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I like what he said in verse 11. Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He began to pray for his disciples. The preacher, why did he pray? He knew what they were going to face. He knew the opposition was coming their way. He said, Lord, I pray now that you take them out of the world, but Lord, I pray that you preserve them. I pray that you watch over them. I pray that you watch over them. Lord, I pray that you be with them. Lord, I pray that you protect them. Oh, I thank God. Amen. The Bible says they're getting to pray for disciples. But then I want to get down. Amen. The text, the Bible said in verse number 20, he goes on and said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Yes. Preacher, who's that? Everybody hold your hand up. Amen. Me?
Yep.
That's exactly who it is. Thank God I'm glad for those that have believed on the Word. Amen. Through the Word of God, we're part of that one. Amen. We're part of the prayer that Jesus prayed. Lord, I don't pray just for the disciples. Lord, that you strengthen them. That you encourage them. That you help them. But Lord, I pray for them that's going to believe because of their Word that they preach. I pray that you'd be with them. Can I say today, I'm glad it is the prayer of the Savior. God, that lifts me up. It is the prayer of the Savior that lifts you up. It is the prayer of the Savior, Brother Randy, that ought to keep us going. How it seems like there is no strength to keep going. Preacher, why is that important? Look what the Word of God said in verse 20. Neither I pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Verse 21, that they may all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. I like that. Oh, he began to pray for the togetherness of the body of Christ. Come together. Oh, why can I say today, one of the biggest tools the devil tried to do in our churches today is called division. He'll try to split the church. He'll try to cause trouble. He'll try to get this one against this one. This group against this group. Why? Hey, man, when you have division in the church house, a division among God's people, having the glory of God is not being seen in that establishment. Oh, but he began to pray, Lord, I pray that they be as one as we are. He began to pray for the togetherness of the body of Christ. Honey, when you get to the point, sometimes no devil whispers in your ear, look what old Brother Brown did. Look what old Brother Ed taught. I just didn't like that. Honey, you better get on your knees. You better thank God. Amen. Somebody pray for your togetherness. Honey, that somebody lifted you up. That somebody had a desire for us to come together. Amen. One in Christ. One of the greatest, amen, blessings that you can hear from a church, amen, with folks that will, thank God's in that church. Woo! And you can feel the love of God. You can feel the presence of God. You can feel the power of God. Why is that, Brother E? It's because of the prayer of the Savior. I pray on our behalf that we may be together in one. As the Father will. And that, amen, everybody know may know. And that the world may know. And that God sent His Son for us. You see, we come together in unity as the body of Christ. Amen. The Father is glorified. And I say today, you may not like me, maybe the way I dress. You may not even like the way I preach. You may not even like the way, maybe the way somebody does this or somebody does that. Honey, we need to understand. Amen. What we're doing it for the glory of God. Honey, we need to love one another. We don't need to talk about one another. We don't need to try to bring down one another. We need to encourage one another and help one another. Amen. Receive the Word of God for what it is.
an engrafted word of God, which effectually worketh also in us to believe. It is that word that we preach. It is that word that we teach. You may not like the way I present it. You may not like the way somebody else presents it. But honey, it's the word of God, and we better accept it as such. But like what he said, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, now in thee. They also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22 and 23 are like this. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Oh, hallelujah. He said, Father, he said, the glory that you gave me, I've given them. Honey, ain't nothing more blessed than walking in the glory of the Savior, than walking in the glory of the Father. You say, preacher, how do you do that? Amen. By being one with Christ, by being one with the Father. And we are one with the Father and one with the Christ in our life, in our word, in our presentation. Can I say today, amen, the Father is glorified and the world may know, well, that individual, boy, they of God. One thing I enjoy, I'll enjoy loving here. Amen. When somebody say it makes a statement, well, oh, brother so and so, boy, you can tell they're of God. You know what that does? That glorifies God. Honey, that's the world seeing. Amen. It's that individual is consecrated, dedicated, and realize that they've been prayed for, and that they're being prayed for and uplifted by the Savior. It is that prayer that encourages us. Amen. To live a more consecrated, a more dedicated, a more committed walk to the Savior. Amen. That He may be glorified. That the world may see. Amen. That Jesus is who He says He is. So many things you hear coming out of so many churches today of divisions and problems within churches and more folks say, well, that's what church is all about. I don't want none of it. Honey, that ain't glorifying God. Oh, but honey, when God's moving in the midst because God's people have come together, I realize that it is the Lord that's prayed for our unity. It is the Lord, Sister Jackie, is praying for our togetherness, that we may be one. Amen. When Sister Jackie or, amen, some of the others in our church hurt, we ought to hurt with them. And when they have a hard time, we ought to be able to get on our knees and weep with them. It is that togetherness that God desires for you and I and the church. Amen. That He may be glorified. It is the glory that is to be a part of our church, the bond of our body, to be a part of our life. It is the glory that's given for the Father. Verse 23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That word perfect simply means to be made complete. Honey, I'm glad we can be made perfect or can be made complete, amen, by being together with the Father, being together with the Son, coming together as a body, that we may be all one body, amen, fit, amen, and molded for one purpose, that is to glorify God, amen, to reach the lost and dying world. Help us to be complete in Him by coming together in unity and love and mercy and grace, that the world may know that God is God. Verse 24 says this, Father, I will that they also which thou hast given me. Now I like this, church. Be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. In other words, Jesus is simply praying, Lord, I'm waiting for that day where they can all be with me. Amen. See my glory. See me. Amen. That heavenly, my heavenly portal. But he said this, he said, for thou lovest me, that thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now like what verse 26, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Who's he talking about? Talking about but those that have heard, those that have believed because of the word that they hear from those that have preached the word of God. He said, Lord, I pray for them. He said, Lord, I know the world don't know you. They don't understand how, hey man, me. They don't understand, hey man, my doctrine. They don't understand my word. They don't understand my love. They don't understand my intention. And can I say today the intention of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to, amen, save the lost and dying world. The Bible said, I come in this world seeking to save that which is lost. Folk don't understand. Understand what Jesus desires for them is that they may have joy and peace and hope and mercy and live, amen, in love and togetherness, and to be able to go to their place called heaven. A lot of folks in this world today don't understand. Obviously, they've been blinded by the devil. Their hearts should not understand, and I should not see. Amen. They're walking in darkness, Brother Ed. Well, and I've heard this statement made, and I know you probably have too. Preacher, that church stuff just ain't for me. That Jesus stuff, he just ain't for me, Brian. Oh, what they don't realize, hey man, it's what they're missing. What they don't realize is how blinded they are. What they don't realize is, the hope and the joy. Hey, man, what God can do for their lives. Can I say today, I'm glad this world may not know Him. The world may not understand Him. But I'm glad one day I was touched out of the world by the Word of God and the wonderful plan of salvation. Thank God, I once was like that. But now I know. Now I believe. Now I understand. And now I proclaim. Why, preacher? Somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. Ain't you glad somebody prayed for you? Like what he said. Verse 25. I declare unto them thy name. And we'll declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Did y'all catch that? Let me read again. And I declare to them thy name, and we'll declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me. The love that the Father had for the Son. The love that the Heavenly Father created heaven and earth had for His only begotten Son. That same love. I thank God that He had for His Son. Amen. Maybe in them. And even a little bit better than that. And I in them. Honey, when we have the love of God inside. When we have Christ inside. Preacher, what a privilege, Brother Randy, that is. What a great responsibility. Not only a privilege, what a great responsibility it is because, Brother Brown, we've got the love, amen, of the Father in us. The same love that He loved His own begotten Son, Brother Jimmy. Thank God He bestowed upon us. Thank God what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I'm so glad. Thank God somebody prayed for me that the same love, Brother Brian, that the Father had for Son, could be bestowed upon me. And I in Him. You see, church, that's what folks need to see about Pathway Baptist Church. That's what folks need to see about our life. They need to see that the prayers that Jesus prayed for us, amen, is very visible in our life. Very visible in our congregation. Very visible in our church, Brother Jimmy. How do they see that, preacher? By the togetherness, by the oneness, by the love of coming together. Amen. And folks may see what's going on in their life in the church. Amen. And know, thank God it ain't about us. But thank God God's in the midst. And the love of God is there. Why? Because somebody prayed for me. You may be here this morning. Preacher, I've been going through some difficult times. Honey, many folks in this room are. Amen. Many times we go through difficult times. We go through hard times. Whether it be through sickness, whether it be through sickness of our loved one, death of our loved one, whether it be through disease, whether it be through troubles and a financial problem, whether it be through problems at home or on the job, we all go through troubles. Oh, when those troubles begin to press you out of measure, when those troubles begin to get you discouraged, when those troubles begin to get you pressured down, I just remembered one thing. John chapter number 17. Somebody prayed for me. Woo! Thank God not only somebody prayed. He's still praying for me, still interceding on my behalf. Thank God still lifting me up, still encouraging me. I'm so glad. Thank God it's Jesus. Thank God Jesus prayed for me. How can I save you here today? Oh, you've got trouble. All you need to do is bring it to Jesus. You've got problems, bring it to Jesus. You've got issues, bring it to Jesus. Hey, when you're lost and undone, come to Jesus and experience that love. Every head bowed, that's the message.